Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, innuendo bingo with Sarah Jane Crawford of One Extra, resulting in some very wet leggings. Another play of our Franken-sensational Perfect Christmas single. And Chris has found someone to replace me on stage Friday night when the song is performed live. You'll hear all that on the podcast. And because it's Thursday, the PR4L is on with Dear Scott.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Radio 1 is now joined by Radio 1 Extra for Innuendo Bingo. And turn on the cameras now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Love that. Feel the power. Hi, Sarah Jane.
How you doing?
Really good. How are you?
Oh, I'm angry.
Why are you angry, please?
Because it's the Christmas party tonight and I'm supposed to keep the old extensions intact. Now they're going to get wet.
Oh, girl problems, eh?
No, but I'm wearing my jumper for the Christmas party. I don't want that to get too ruined, do I?
Oh, okay. Fair.
Uh-huh. Now, you're doing like a very Christmassy advent calendar on your show.
Yes, and behind today was, a door of doom.
Well, normally, you get treats each day, so you open up the door. But today, not so much of a treat because you get to play this.
Yeah.
But you have bought your shower cap in again.
Oh my God, do you love it?
I love it.
This is like pink satin. If you're not watching, you have to watch.
Do you wear that in the shower?
I got it today.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
It's quite... It doesn't look cheap.
It is. I'm so glad that you noticed. This is quite an expensive design.
Yes, it is. Right, so watch us on the website now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're about to play Innuendo Bingo. If you've never heard this before... to our One Extra listeners, two people spitting water over each other after they hear something rude off the TV or radio. That's it. Okay, ready?
Love it.
Love it.
Do you want to swim me one of them?
Yeah.
Right, wicked.
Got your waters there?
Yep, we're on.
Ready.
Right then.
And we start with this lovely image from Moira Stewart.
I had a rude awakening just before midnight, exploding in every direction.
Chris is gone. No hands, Sarah Jane.
A bit of spit and swallow in that.
I had a rude awakening just before midnight, exploding in every direction.
Wow, I'll never think about her.
Yes, Moira.
Get in there. Right, anyway.
So, Greg James, as you might know, is in Afghanistan with the troops all this week. But it's not all hard work.
Okay, so we're upside down. There's a man on top of me. Oh, the blood's going to my head.
It sounds like a bad dream.
It does. It sounds like he's sleep talking.
Okay, so we're upside down. There's a man on top of me. Oh, all the blood's going to my head.
Hilarious.
He's having a great time out there.
He's having a brilliant time. Man on top of me. All right, come on, guys. More water.
Mm-hmm.
And let's head over to Britain's best bakery.
I mean, that bakery, from the minute we walked in the door, she had such a warm Yorkshire welcome for you. It was like she was opening her back doors of her own farmhouse and letting you in.
Wow!
That was very projectile from both parties.
Good.
Very good.
It was like she was opening her back doors of her own farmhouse and letting you in.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
More water, please.
More water.
Nice big gulp of water there.
Mm-hmm.
And good morning, Annika Rice.
Oh, very good morning to you if you've just come to.
Where are you going, by the way?
Come back. You're not allowed to go over there. Just spit it over him.
Mm. Oh, very good morning to you if you've just come to.
No hands.
Right.
All right.
Right.
More water. If you're watching for the first time, let us know. 8199 at BBCR1 on Twitter. Right, I think the popularity of 50 Shades of Grey has spread to Emmerdale.
So I'm doing a pot roast.
And I'm doing something interesting with the parsnip.
That was a great one.
And I'm doing something interesting for Parsnip.
Sarah Jane, what are you doing?
Oh, my goodness, you soaked me!
Oh, get him back!
Right. That Parsnip, that was what did it. Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'm probably not the only one that hopes that Jamie Oliver washes his hands in the kitchen.
So let's have a little toss of the pork.
Goodness God. He's always on.
Always on.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Okay.
Soggy trousers.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, Sarah Jane. Next time, get him. Get him. Over to Radio 2 now, and that Claudia Winkleman's quite filthy.
Is there any way we could just go to toast?
Yes. You know, toast, a couple of slices of toast and a couple of tea, a cup of tea.
What's Do you know what I mean? What's Give that, that to a whippet.
Mind you, now I think about it, a Georgian bedstead.
Mm. Could be, yeah, delicious. Mm. Delicious. There's something about eating wood. Oh. Roughage.
Oh, my goodness.
Was that Sally Traffic as well?
There's
I think it was.
No need for that.
I'm so sorry.
Where did you get him?
It's the crotch area again.
Where did you get him? Where did you get him?
This happened last time.
That's going to be horribly uncomfortable.
There's something about eating wood.
Thanks, all right, Claudia. Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas party tonight. Christmas party tonight. Oh. Have you bought a change of clothes for the party, Chris?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh no.
Don't worry about that.
I feel bad.
It's hours away.
It's gone right through though. Oh no. I'm gonna have to cover up.
Oh, it's gone to that again, has it? Mm. Oh no, the cameras are zooming down now as well. Look at that. Okay. Mm. More water, please. Mm-hmm. Jamie Oliver is at it again. He loves it.
And you can kind of push it out, push it up the rim.
Straight over her hair extensions.
Oh, no. Oh, this shower cut. I feel like I need to tuck it all under.
Get him back.
It's fine, Scott. You've got trousers. Look at them.
These leggings are just stuck to the skin.
Okay. More water?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're trying to spice up MasterChef a bit.
Okay. Just a bit more pressure when you go down, okay? That's it. Perfect.
Took a party in my mouth.
That's so weird.
Oh, it's cold. Oh,
hello, Laurie in Plymouth, watching for the first time. And also John is watching, and Marcus, watching for the first time. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that singer who did Poker Face?
Give us an idea who's on the bill. We've got Lady Garda.
Lady Garden.
How can you get that so wrong?
Give us an idea who's on the bill. We've got Lady Garda.
Lady Garden.
Okay.
Right.
So, anyone out there fancy dinner, let's say, at Hugh Fernley Whittingstall's house?
Now, I realise that might sound like a really weird combination. The rhubarb is going to be a kind of vegetable cum relish.
Oh, no. That was my favourite.
Where are you now?
Vegetable cum relish.
Okay, one more.
You're running away again.
Sorry.
Come back, Sarah Jane. Okay. It appears that the F1 cameras accidentally walk in on Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton pulls on his helmet.
Oh, no! Oh!
Where'd that go? Oh, look at your leggings.
They're like disco leggings as well, aren't
they? They are. Party leggings.
Yeah.
Right, well, that was good. Who's West?
I think it's a draw.
I think it's a draw.
Generally lower halves.
Okay, excellent. Just a few hours to dry off now before the Radio 1 and One Extra Christmas party tonight.
It's not going
to
be awkward later, is it?
Why would it be awkward?
I don't know. We're just
patches in the crotch area.
Yeah.
Both very wet. Be awkward at the party.
Thank you for watching and listening. That was Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for your emails. Have you been in touch this week? Could be about to read out yours on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L. I was listening to today's podcast and I think Chris might be right about Katy Perry fancying him. It might be just me, but I can see a clear resemblance between Chris and Robert Aykroyd off of Florence and the Machine, who used to date Katy Perry. Maybe Robert reminded her of Chris, and having not been able to get in touch with the original, settled for the guitarist. I attach an image with a couple of comparisons, although it was hard to find good photos. What do you think? Am I being crazy? Either way, they're both handsome men. Love you all. Jessica, 25, off of Mexico, smiley.
She's not wrong, actually. You do look a bit like the one that she used to go out with.
So this is one of the Machine?
Yes, one of Florence's Machine.
Right.
Who she dated for a little bit. So maybe what we were saying was correct. And maybe, from Tap End the other day, maybe she just didn't know how to get hold of you.
It was, I mean, we are talking quite a while ago that happened, but
3 years?
I don't know. There was just something. You know when you can, well, you know when you sort of think you can tell?
Yeah.
There was just something more to it than just friends.
Just the way that she was singling you out and looking at you while she was singing her songs.
Look, I can't be sure. I just felt that when she was singing, she kept looking over and stuff like that. And
when she was singing, thinking of you, was it?
Yes.
Not waking up in Watford?
No, she... No. No.
Anyway, Katie, get in touch if you want.
I'd love it if she got still in touch here. That'd be amazing.
He's still going on about it 3 years later. Next!
Dear Scott, Becca Law, Chris, Autobiography Stark, TOTDS and the Posh Lady off of Radio 4 and Ukuleles. Do you remember a couple of years back you repeatedly played a track called Wrap Myself in Paper by Magnus Carlsen off of Sweden? Well, while many of your listeners may have forgotten about this little gem, I most certainly have not. I would be very grateful if you could give this song a play on Monday the 17th of December, that's next Monday, so as to correspond with one of its key lyrics, It's Christmas in a Week and a Day. Although I realise that your very own perfect Christmas single should be the focus of the build-up to Christmas on BBC Radio 1, surely it wouldn't hurt to give Magnus just a little play, Even if it's just a verse and a chorus. You point out that there hasn't been a decent festive tune that has stood the test of time since 90s Mariah. But IMHO, I believe this to be one of the best festive things to have come out of Scandinavia, possibly ever. Can you think of any better things? Exactly. So go on, please. It would really cheer up my cold, bleak day here in Munich. P.S. Loving the fact I can still listen live over here. It makes me not miss the UK so much when I hear all your voices. Smiley. Much love, Matt, a.k.a. Chris Martin, originally off of Leeds, but currently in snowy Germany.
Hello, snowy Germany. Why is he a.k.a. Chris Martin?
I don't know. Maybe it's him.
Was he the guy that we had on that sounded a lot like Chris Martin that time?
Yeah, he played an instrument, didn't he?
Yes.
And when he spoke, everyone was saying
it sounded exactly like Chris Martin.
Yeah. Now, do you remember with this, Magnus, do you remember, like, you wrapped me up in paper? It was just before I started here at Radio 1, I think.
And you presented yourself to Fern Cotton.
Yes, put me in a box and put me on Fern's desk.
Yeah.
So she didn't have a clue who I was.
Yeah, and suddenly you were like, ta-da! As you burst out of the box, wrapped in paper.
Yes, there's a video of this somewhere, and I jumped out this box and had to just stand in front of her, and it was just...
It's like, who is this idiot?
Horrendously awkward.
Yeah, because she didn't know who you were at all. So, yeah, Monday is the day that it's Christmas in a week and a day. I don't want to wait. I think this is fine. Let it play. Might just wrap myself in paper for you, baby. Are we near enough Christmas now? I think we are.
Well, we need to be a week and a day.
We started playing Slade. Yeah, we play it on Monday as well.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris here is doing a gig tomorrow night in London at Coco. It's quite a big venue.
Well, yes, only found this out yesterday.
So it's your first ever gig, and, well, kind of, you're performing with Frisky and Manish on stage tomorrow night, and you're going to do a live performance of our perfect Christmas single that Frisky and Manish helped us to make.
Yes.
Thing is, I cannot be there tomorrow night. You know, I'd always be there, but I can't make it. It's quite last minute.
It's really frustrating that you and Becky can't make it. I've sort of been left on my own with this, seemingly.
So, as far as we left it yesterday, you were going to try and find someone to sing my bits on stage.
Yes.
On the single.
I contacted a few people, but everyone I tried that I could think of that'd be good to be you is doing panto.
Thanks very much.
So I couldn't actually...
I'm not quite sure how they or I should take that.
But then I put a call into someone and I think I've got my man.
Right.
I think you should guess who it is. I've got him on the phone.
Oh, okay. So this is someone that's going to play me?
This is the person that will be playing you tomorrow night.
Okay, let's hear from there. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Now, can you guess who it is from just that little bit?
Say a little bit more. Say hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Maybe get them to do their catchphrase.
Do your catchphrase.
Scott, your yogurt top.
I wasn't actually aware they had a catchphrase, so that was an interesting one.
Scott, you're a yoghurt top.
Mm.
Is that rude?
When I put a call in to get this guy, I immediately realised this is the right person. This is the one
to be me on the
to be you
on the stage. Hello, caller. Who are you, please?
What's that?
Oh God, I know it is. Are you TV's Brian Bellow?
Yes, I'm Brian Bellow.
Yes!
Right, perfect. So he's roping you in to be on stage with him tomorrow night with Frisky and Manish, right?
I know, yes. We're going to be on stage with Frisky and Manish at Coco Club. I'm actually only 2 minutes away from there now.
No, right. You're a day early.
Yeah, don't go now.
I have told...
I've been, like, busking and, like, sleeping outside. My friend Liam lives round the corner from there. So that's why I'm around his.
All right, so you just so happen to be in the same area.
Yeah, it so happened. I'm just getting my vocal harmonies warmed up as well.
You've only got two lines, Brian, and a bit of the chorus.
Yeah, but I've still got to crack it, though, Chris. Honestly, I want to make sure I'm, like, vocal gold up there on stage.
It's the first time you've performed at Coco as well, isn't it, Brian?
It is, honestly. I mean, I saw David Gray there once, and I was with my ex-girlfriend. It was quite a moment, actually, to be fair. So appearing on that stage is a pivotal moment in December for me.
This actually happened.
He'll be perfect. He's exactly the right person we need to play you, Scott. You're so similar.
Brian, you really need to start saying no to things.
Just saying no. Like
see, great singer. This is what I was thinking when I was speaking to him. I was like, this is where it stops. This is our man.
Oh, I can't wait to see the video of this.
It's gonna be epic.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. I can tell that you're really looking forward to it, Brian.
Honestly, of epic proportions. I think this is actually going to be making my Christmas. I'm going to be talking about this on 25th of December around the family table.
Right. Well, I'm sorry I can't be there, and you two have a lovely time tomorrow performing our song, all right?
Right, we will do. Don't worry about that, Scott.
Do you know the word? Have you heard the song at all, Brian?
Yeah, I've listened to the song loads of times. You emailed it to me, didn't you?
I emailed it to you, yes.
So how have you two been talking for a while, then?
Well, I said it in the song originally.
Chris is my buddy. He's been giving me tips about girls.
Okay.
Oh, let's. Really?
Why is
everything's on air now?
Anyway, so tomorrow night.
I've got to keep forgetting we're on air because I'm on the phone. I'm just chatting, just normally. Yeah. Okay. Liam, I'm here with Liam McGough as well.
We're on air, Brian.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, right. Speak to you later.
See you later. Bye.
Oh my God, you've got your work out tomorrow.
It's gonna be great.
Here's our song.
I saw your status change. Your life's been rearranged. It must be really strange to be on your own now.
You have no messages.
Because Santa Claus is coming. Seems like everybody's getting something except you. Because you're, like I said, on your own now. You got a choice. You don't have to be lonely this Christmas. You can simply have a wonderful time. Forget the silent nights, turn on the Christmas lights. You're gonna be all
brain is free, the deer belong to Santa. So don't hide away. Though baby, it's cold outside.
On BBC Radio 1.
And here's some more, dear Scott.
Dear beneficiary, special arrangement for your payment.
OK.
Oh, wow.
Some kind of payment that I'm getting, by the sounds of it. Read on.
Due to the difficulties that have arisen in the process of sending your approved inheritance/contract payment of $10,500,000, we, the Foreign Remittance Payment Department, and Foreign Debts Commission have met to make an alternative arrangement.
Whoa!
How much? 10 mil?
10 mil.
Oof.
Please read on.
Your money have been turned into liquid cash and will now be delivered directly to you in cash right there in your country.
All right, so I get cash.
Delivered to here?
Yeah. They just need to back up the van and the front reception.
This is great news.
Now, cynical people would say that this may be spam.
Hmm.
But I'm hopeful.
A special agent from our Special Valuables Department will be making the delivery to you. All arrangements have been concluded here for the special agent to leave London tomorrow for your country.
What do you mean?
Hang on, I'm in the UK.
Yes.
I'm in that country.
The special agent is in the right place.
Yes.
With the money.
Don't leave before you hand me the 10 mil.
Your fund will be packed by a money expert into a metal trunk box and it will be declared as diplomatic film materials.
What? The money expert? Isn't that... What's his name? Martin Lewis. Is he personally responsible for
this? Is he to do with this?
Upon his arrival in your country, he will call you from the airport so that you will direct him on how to come and meet you. When he leaves London, UK, the diplomat agent name will be given to you as soon as we response from you, so that you will know him when he call you.
Sure.
Very important. The special agent will not know the content of the metal trunk box. You shall not let him know it either. This will only be known by you and our top management. This is to avoid the temptation of somebody running away with your money. Best regards, Mrs. Melissa Dean.
Now, the special agent has his trunk box with
full,
the 10 mil.
Full, yeah.
Doesn't know that there's 10 mil in there.
No.
He's meeting you in another country.
Yes. Don't leave.
Now, something doesn't add up.
I know. I mean, some would say they're maybe just trying to get the long number off my card so they can wire their old monies.
Oh, I see. To save the special agent
possible,
the trouble.
Yes, possibly.
Okay.
But I'm glad that one got through on Dear Scott.
But who is it who's sending you 10 mil? Why are you benefiting from that?
I don't know.
Is it inheritance?
I don't think I have anyone in my life that rich.
Hmm.
10 million just to spare for me.
I think it might be spam.
After all that. Good, a bit of spam there on Dear Scott. Next.
Dear Scott, Don, Chris, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L. I'm a Florence and the McKean listener of the show. I was listening to one of the podcasts. I'm at uni when the show is on and noticed someone offered Chris a marriage proposal. I too would like to offer my hand in marriage to Chris.
What's going on?
After listening to his previous experiences with the ladies via Tap End, I realise Chris is quite the catch. Irene and Ethel sound like lucky ladies. I may also add I've recently bought the 24 soundtrack, so I can happily bring it with me if you need seducing. Please feel free to check me out via Twitter or Facebook.
He will.
I'm hoping to visit some friends in Watford soon, so we can arrange some nuptials while I visit there, if you're Alexander McKean. Love you, bye. Abby Hewitt, off of Newcastle.
Can I explain the Don Stark thing?
There's some
well?
Really good Keens in there. Yeah, why are you a Don?
Well, at the weekend, my little niece, my eight-week-year-old niece, I became the godfather to that niece. So technically, I am the godfather. So now everyone, I get all my mates call me Don.
Right.
The Don. And
so she obviously saw that on Twitter.
Might just be me.
She really is following you, isn't she? Well, Abby, what are you saying?
Marriage?
Hmm.
It seems a bit soon.
Maybe just have a chat first.
Hmm.
Well, you know anyway, Abby, during the next song, he will be looking you up on Facebook anyway.
We'll get back to you as soon as we can. Why?
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'm Scott Mills. Tonight is the Radio 1 Christmas party. Hi, Rihanna off Films.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. You sound very husky.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's the end of my cold. I'm now persuading Chris to apply a self-tanning wipe.
I saw you doing this when I came in. It just looked...
I've never heard of these.
It's just like a little wet one you put on your face, and then in 3 hours, you'll be so dark.
I'm not sure I want to be.
You need to do this, Chris.
Do it. It's the party tonight. You look pale.
Hey, are we dancing tonight, Chris?
What's wrong with that? You as well?
Yeah, don't you remember, like, when I was on Tap End, we said that we teach you how to dance?
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. That's great.
Actually, we should do this.
Talking about this kind of thing, I've just got another Dear Scott here. Wait there.
Hi, Scott, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L, and Rihanna from movies. I know people don't normally mention Rihanna, but while catching up on Innuendo Bingo on your website, I watched the one that included Rihanna from the 6th of November. The body language of Rihanna and Chris makes me think they have a spark between them. It may be that it's because they only have a matter of 3 feet between them, but I was just curious. So can you shed any light on this, Chris? Thanks. Dan off of Nottingham.
There we are, there's Dan's email.
Hi, Dan.
I got really excited to be included in one of your things, and
Dear
now
Scott.
And then it all went a bit... Go on then, Chris.
What's happening?
Tell them.
Tell them what?
Exactly,
not,
tell
don't
them.
Don't do what Becky does. There's nothing going on there. Absolutely nothing.
You're out of luck anyway. He's already promised to get off with someone else at the party tonight.
I have gutted. Who?
You promised
who?
Her.
I have my mistletoe ready and everything.
Right.
Awkward. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Rihanna for Films is back again.
You just can't get enough of me.
Yeah, it's good now because we can actually see you from our from our window, so we can just beckon you over. Come on. Come back on the show. Come on, Rihanna. All right, so it's real or no real?
Yeah.
Don't talk to her like that.
What?
Yeah. A bit rude.
Why was that rude?
Well, don't worry.
Because it was like I was a dog.
Yeah. Oh.
I think that's what Chris was implying.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
But it was okay.
I was like, come on, Rihanna. Not like, not here, Rihanna. Come in for your tea, Rihanna, not that.
No.
Let's not get twisted. Okay, so real or no real? Here's the first one.
There is actually a word for the day after tomorrow. Overmorrow.
Wow.
So, a word for the day after tomorrow.
It's not the most exciting fact in the world, is it?
Yeah.
No, but I've never heard of it if it is real.
What's it called? Overmorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like learning new words.
Exactly.
I hope it is a new word, yeah.
Mm. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Yes, get on.
Thank you, English Lit.
Yep.
Overmorrow.
You're coming useful one day.
Yeah.
And next.
Pierce Brosnan used to be a fire eater and worked in a circus for years, wowing audiences.
You should know about this.
He's off the film. I just poked myself in the eye because I was laughing so much. I'm going to say that's a no, I think.
I think that's how he got the role in Bond. I'm going to say
Fire
real.
Eater. Do you think?
Yeah.
He was in films before
he
Bond.
He was definitely in films before Bond.
Or at least on TV.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
So Chris says real.
I'm definitely saying no real.
That one is real.
No!
See, that is a good fact.
Oh my God!
That is incredible.
You'll be wheeling that one out of the Christmas party
tonight.
I
will!
So well.
It's a shame that everyone actually listens to Radio 1.
Yeah, well.
In theory.
And next.
In Italy, wine is considered legal tender and may be used as collateral for any bank loan.
I wish that was true.
It might be.
Yeah, it might be.
You'd be sorted.
I don't know.
As a currency. No, it can't. But I found out the other day that postage stamps, I think, can be used as a currency. I think that's a real. Unless I misheard that and that was a no real. It gets confusing sometimes.
What, like 50-50.
So you can just go into a shop and go, oh, can I have this water, please? Here's three postage stamps.
I don't know. If it's something like that. I'm sure of it. I'm sure it's something like that. But wine, I don't think so.
Wine cannot be money, no?
No.
That one is a no reel.
Yeah. You are right to go no reel. Next.
For the past decade, Daniel Radcliffe has been allergic to the glasses he wore as Harry Potter.
To be fair, in interviews and that, you just don't... Oh, I suppose they are fake, aren't they?
Yeah, he's not actually Harry Potter.
They're the character.
It is confusing, isn't it, sometimes, when you're just used to seeing someone
I think that's got to be absolute rubbish, because if he was allergic to them, they would have changed the metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once you've worn those, I suppose you could change it.
He's got
you
the money.
Probably. I mean, they went through a lot of wands in those films.
Yeah. Mm. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
No! Yes! That's stupid. Incredible that's really facts, stupid. Why would you stay being allergic to it?
They're incredible. You're right. Really good facts today. At the round, end of that round.
End of the round. I got 20. Rihanna got 20. It's a draw.
Yay! Yes.
So that was Thursday's show. Get involved with us tomorrow between 1 and 4 p.m. live on BBC Radio 1 for your lunchtime. If you can't listen live, then I suggest you get this handy Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1's